It was perhaps one of the more interesting hearings in recent memory about the future of the controversial Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant. The State Lands Commission was considering renewal of the leases needed for the plant's water intake and cooling discharge channels. They were set to expire in 2018 and 2019, and without them, the plant would have to close. Some environmentalists thought it was leverage which could be used to close the facility. Yet yesterday, one of the nation's leading environmental groups spoke in favor of giving PG&E the new lease. The company had developed a plan with some environmental and labor groups to permanently shut down the plant by 2025, replacing the electricity with renewable resources. Peter Miller is with the Natural Resources Defense Council, which was a key player in the shutdown deal.
The joint proposal is a game changer. It provides for an orderly and expeditious transition to replacing 100% of the power currently provided by Diablo Canyon with greenhouse gas-free energy efficiency and renewables.
Some environmental and community leaders say the 9 years allowed under the plan is needed for an orderly shutdown of the facility, as well as to plan for replacement green power. But others argue the shutdown needs to happen much sooner, citing seismic safety concerns as well as impacts from water releases from the plant. The Maine State Lands Commission hearing took place in Sacramento, but dozens of people testified remotely from a satellite site set up in Morro Bay. Among those speaking in favor of the lease extension was San Luis Obispo County Supervisor Adam Hill.
I believe that the agreement made by all parties is a very thoughtful and responsible way forward.
Sarah Speth also spoke in favor of the new leases.
I have the responsibility to back nuclear power simply because I cannot call myself an environmentalist and oppose our greatest source of zero emission power. It's really that simple.
But dozens of people testified that the commission should order more study before granting new leases, citing concerns from the seismic safety of the plant to the impact of heated water being released into the ocean. Marty Brown is with Mothers for Peace.
We call upon you to initiate the process of CEQA to study all of the effects on the environment. Studies should be done on the long-term storage of high-level radioactive waste. 8 more years of adding this dangerous, lethal waste to our home here is too much.
Daniel Hirsch is a UC Santa Cruz lecturer on nuclear power policy. He says the 2011 nuclear power plant disaster in Japan following an earthquake and tsunami should serve as a warning with 3 reactor meltdowns at a damaged plant.
You are faced with the possibility of an event just like Fukushima, an earthquake larger than the reactor was designed for. There are many good things in this proposal, not going forward with license renewal, replacing it with GHG neutral, but you have the option to ask PG&E and the parties to come back to you in a few weeks with a proposal as to how they can't shorten that time period.
Andrew Christie is with the Sierra Club.
There is more than a reasonable possibility that California's sole unique nuclear power plant will continue to have a significant effect on the environment, and the evidence is substantial.
But nuclear advocate Carl Wirtz told the Lands Commission it will take years to properly plan the shutdown and develop new energy sources.
In 2013, when Southern California Edison made the decision to shut San Onofre, we heard all kinds of wonderful promises. We're going to replace San Onofre with solar panels, with wind turbines, with efficiency, with batteries. What we got instead was this. 1.8 billion watts of San Onofre's 2.1 billion watts of clean electricity replaced by burning fossil fuel.
After hours of testimony, the State Lands Commission unanimously voted 3-0 to grant the lease renewals. Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom is one of the commissioners.
I think there's a bit of a mythology that the State Lands Commission could determine the fate and future of this plant. We're not being asked to shut it down today, nor do we have the power to do that.
The plan to phase out the plant by 2025 still has to go through a number of public hearings and approvals by some key governmental agencies. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.